This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Catherine, you were there in the courtroom, I know, yesterday during that emotional hearing. Tell us what the latest is.
Well, there's going to be another hearing today, so this case is not settled. But yesterday's hearing was explosive. We saw a doctor testify that with this new groundbreaking treatment, there is an 11 to 56% chance of meaningful muscular recovery for little Charlie Gard.
So that is that the doctor from the United States that was saying that?
Yes. Yes, it was a doctor from the United States who is wanting to be able to treat Charlie Gard. And as yet, the high court has not allowed him to allow Charlie to be transferred to this doctor in the United States for treatment.
That sounds very positive. If a judge hears that, 11 to 56% chance. So what are your thoughts when you were looking at the judge and looking at the reaction? Do you think that the judge is going to side with the parents and allow Charlie to come over here to the U.S. for that treatment?
You know, it's interesting. The judge asked for new evidence, and he got it yesterday. There was just so much new evidence that this doctor provided and other doctors around the world who were looking to be able to give Charlie that chance. The judge repeatedly said that he intends to be very fair about this. He has an open mind. He's looking at all of the evidence, and he had an extremely positive reaction.
What about the parents? I understand they stormed out of the courtroom. I've heard once, I've heard twice. What's the truth there, and why did they storm out? What made them so upset?
Well, the hospital that they had hired to care for their son and to treat him and to just love him in the same way that they did has instead betrayed them. So it does make sense in a lot of ways. I know that I, as a parent, would be reacting in much the same way if I went into court and had the same hospital fight me at every turn. So they did leave the courtroom quite upset. I spoke with them during the break and then afterwards again, and they retain so much hope, but they do feel disappointment in the process and in
What's the side of the hospital? What are they saying? Why wouldn't they just give this child a chance? Why do they think that the parents need to pull the child off of life support?
Well, the hospital is saying that they're looking out for Charlie's best interests, and they don't believe that it is in his best interests to give him this chance. What Connie and Chris, Charlie's parents, are looking for is just that ability to get that second opinion. They have a second opinion from doctors around the world who are interested in giving Charlie that chance and believe that he has a chance of very significant recovery.
Okay. Real quickly, Catherine, are we going to find something out today? Will the judge make a ruling today?
We probably not a ruling today. It looks like this will probably extend into next week and perhaps even on after that. But there is a very important hearing today, and we'll just have to see where that goes.
You imagine, Scott, those parents, what they must be going through. They have raised so far $1.5 million to transport Charlie to the United States and to get treatment, to get that second opinion that they so long for. There's a lot more involved here that is not coming. I think Charles Krauthammer the other night referred to it, and that is that there is an international agreement. Interestingly, the United States was not one that signed that international agreement that basically puts the fate of anybody that's hospitalized into an international health body. And if the international health body makes a decision, if you've noticed, it's kind of subtly interweaved in some of these reports. It talks about the UK and EU. So EU's influence, even though the United Kingdom has broken away from EU, they have some influence because of that signed agreement.
Well, there was one part of the story there that should caught my attention. The hospital thinks it's in the kid's best interest not to be alive.
Right, right.
Like what? Yeah. And I know it's 11 to 56% chance, but that's still a chance. And being that the kid was already created,
yes,
he's already beat the odds there. So why not give them that last little bit of chance?
Well, I give the vote to the parents, not to the government. And the debate continues. Of course, they're dragging this out, probably hoping that Charlie will die before they have to make that final decision, right?
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour right now. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Download any podcast, any previous show, interviews, and all the information is right there. It's our gift to you. Absolutely complimentary. And with us right now, we talk about gifts, Megan Barth. She is a gift that just keeps on giving every week. Joins us here on Bill Martinez Live. Megan, of course, the founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. And she is in the midst of everything that is political, has to do with the culture of things that you're talking about. And she's on top of it all. I don't know how you do it, Megan, but God bless you for doing it.
Bill. Well, I guess it's my passion to make sure that we're constantly watching the insane left and poke fun at them. Ridicule is always a very good weapon.
Well, it's all part of defining preference. I mean, whether it's our own experience or you can see from others, it is an opportunity for us to say, yeah, I want that in my life or I don't want that in my life. I mean, certainly on the international stage, you know, we were just talking about the Charlie Gard case, this 11-month-old. I mean, this is absolutely heartbreaking. But what people don't understand, they think it's, you know, some people think, well, it's just some, you know, some heartbroken parents that are desperately trying to, you know, save their son. There's, you know, I've heard anywhere from 10 to 20% of his likelihood of being able to survive and be a functioning human being. Odds very much against Charlie, but the parents have a drive to try something else, and they've raised over $1.6 million to take their son to the United States for experimental treatment, but the UK courts have blocked their plan and ordered that the hospital, the Great Ormond Street Hospital, take Charlie off life support. Now, what, again, in light of the debate that we're having about health care, this is national health care, but even more so, which Charles Krautheimer brought up the other night, is, and they're not saying a whole lot about this, Megan, is there is an international agreement that the UK signed on for, like the Paris Accord and all these other things, and they are obligated to these international hospitals dictating very much cases like this. This is single payer healthcare, ladies and gentlemen. This is what some people would want here in the United States of America. You imagine what these parents are going through. This could be you tomorrow.
Yeah, you're exactly right. This is single-payer health care, and this isn't just what some people want in America. This is what the Democrats want in America, where the government decides when you live, when you die, what type of treatment you get. As Barack Obama told us, you know, if you're 80 years old, you might just not get that heart transplant or that stent you need. You might just have to pick the red pill or the blue pill.
Yeah.
Well, Charlie, this is, and it's interesting, Bill, to point out as well,
The nationalized healthcare system, the state-run healthcare system in the UK is called NICE. And this is how Democrats always wrap eugenics or infanticide into, you know, a nice euphemism.
Yeah, like Planned Parenthood, right?
Right, right. Well, yeah, Planned Parenthood has nothing to do with parenthood. Planned Parenthood has everything to do with infanticide. Mm-hmm. And when we look at Oregon, for example, which just passed the most radical abortion bill for the state. Free abortions for anybody at any time. They could abort if they don't want, like, the sex of the baby. They could abort if they lose their job. This is the platform of the Democrats, and this is why the Democrats want to talk about everything else but what they stand for, because what they stand for does not win elections, as we've seen on the national level and in five special elections. Who's going to vote for the Democrat platform, when the Democrat platform is Medicaid for all, raise taxes, open borders, and kill a baby at any given time?
And they've had that on their platform forever, it seems, certainly for the last two cycles. And this is what galls me, being Hispanic or any other minority for that matter, that that protects and cherishes life. This is so antithetical to the way we were raised. This is why, you know, I get a lot of heat being Hispanic, as you imagine, and there are those Hispanic power groups that go, Bill, what are you doing? Why are you a conservative? And I go, without getting in a whole lot of detail, let's just talk about, you know, the death, you know, stance that the Democratic Party has made clear. They support abortion. They support 60 million babies being annihilated. 25% of those are Hispanic. 40%, I think over 40% now, is Black America. This is genocide. But they can't see it this way. They're so ideologically fixed that they miss the grander point of it all. Like you say, euphemistically, they put out this term out there like as if they're doing some sort of good, you know, like NICE or Planned Parenthood, you know, and your
reproductive justice.
Oh, yeah. All this stuff. It's all one big lie after another. This is what we're buying into, ladies and gentlemen. And if you are not up to speed on what's going on, you're getting duped here. And next thing you know, whether in this case it's healthcare, you're going to be the parents yourself of Charlie Gard here in America when you thought it would never, ever come to this. And the thing is, interestingly enough, as Krautheimer was saying, Megan, the other day, is the United States was asked to sign on to this international deal. And I'm surprised that Barack Obama didn't do that, because he seemed to sign on to everything else that didn't involve Congress, or he thought he could circumvent Congress on. But he, I imagine he contemplated signing this. He did not, and thank God, because we would be under the same jurisdiction as Charlie Gard's parents.
Well, and Charlie Gard is a unique case, but however not so unique, because I was reading the news yesterday. There is an American couple who has a baby who's now six, who has the same diagnosis as Charlie Gard, and the dad fought to find experimental therapy for his child, and he did, and he found it at Columbia University. And now his child can't speak, but he can touch, he can move his hands, he can move his eyes through this experimental therapy. And now the dad has his son, and the state, of course, did not intervene because we do not have a nationalized health care system. If we had a nationalized health care system, the dad would not have a six-year-old son to play with and to love and to cherish.
Exactly. Well, Megan, I can tell you, I'm going to Hawaii to go visit my soon-to-be one-year-old grandson. When our daughter was pregnant with Jackson, she was told that he had a hole in his heart and they should abort him. And, of course, they emphatically, her and her husband immediately, David said, it ain't going to happen. We don't care. This child is coming to full term. He is going to be delivered. This is our son. We will see it all the way through. And I told my daughter, she was very upset about this. And I said, honey, you got to remember, this is the society and the culture in which we live in. The doctor had to tell you this. And what was the indication that he had a different heart was once the kids told him emphatically this was not going to happen, they were going to see this pregnancy all the way through, the doctor became a very positive advocate. I said, in this litigious society, he had to tell you what the situation was and what is becoming the norm. You got a problem there? You just abort it, right?
That's right.
This is healthcare in America today, ladies and gentlemen. This is what it's come down to. But thank God for parents like my daughter and my son-in-law that said no. And you ought to see Jackson now. Oh, my God, what a love. And I'm so looking forward to being with him. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. More from Megan after this.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it.
We must work together to confront forces, whether they come from inside or out, from the south or the east, that threaten over time to undermine these values and to erase the bonds of culture, faith, and tradition that make us who we are. And above all, we value the dignity of every human life, protect the rights of every person, and share the hope of every soul to live in freedom. That is who we are. Those are the priceless ties that bind us together as nations, as allies, and as a civilization.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 19 after the top of the hour. Megan Barth is with us, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, nationally recognized political commentator, women's advocate. And Megan, boy, I'll tell you, so much to do about this this meeting with this Russian attorney. Boy, I mean, you get people. I mean, Tim Kaine, of all people. I mean, this guy, you want to give him some place and respect. After all, he was the Democratic Party's nominee for Vice President of the United States. And this guy is so wacky that he comes out and says Donald Jr., you know, should be prosecuted for treason. I mean, an overreach. I mean, it's like he and Maxine Waters got together and, you know, went to Starbucks and had coffee and just revved themselves into the ozone of insanity.
Yeah, we're talking about a Jesuit Catholic who went to Honduras in order to study Catholicism, which basically is a form of Marxism, Jesuit Catholicism. Instead of going to, I don't know, Rome to study Catholicism.
Hey, I had nuns in Southern California could straight him out real quick, you know, that
right.
Raised me, and he would have gotten the straight Scooby. But, you know, what a mess.
Yeah, and this is the mess that the Democrats find themselves in, because I truly hope that they keep running with this Russian narrative no matter what outlandish claim they want to make in order to attack, undermine, and sabotage this administration, because what they've done now is they've kicked the hornet's nest. Mm-hmm. And the hornet's nest, by that I mean the true investigative reporters on the right, but we have plenty of what I would consider computer experts, hackers, people like that on the right that are sick and tired of the Democrats lying to them and the American people. And now we have a trail, and we have a lot of dots that are connecting this lawyer to the Democrat Party, to Fusion GPS, which is the opposition research firm and public relations firm that the Democrats and John McCain used in order to get, opposition research on Trump.
On Trump,
do know
and
that
came up with that dossier, that incredible dossier that was just so disgusting. Yes, and that was debunked. Yes, right.
And then we also know that this Russian lawyer, her visa had expired, but under extenuating and extraordinary circumstances, I guess right around the time of this, what this meeting was going to occur, Loretta Lynch got involved and extended either a temporary visa or something to allow this Democrat operative lawyer to come in and get a meeting with Donald Trump Jr. And she also tried to get a meeting with a year prior with Dana Rohrabacher, who is a congressman out of California.
California, Huntington Beach, right, exactly.
Correct. Yep.
And he took two giant steps backwards away from that deal. He smelled it out right away and thought it was rather suspicious and backed away himself. So, but you're talking someone who is an experienced congressman versus the son of a, first-time candidate. And, how much experience in politics do they have?
Yeah, and Donald Trump was right when he talked with Macron yesterday in France and said anyone would have taken that meeting. And we know that Hillary Clinton and the DNC, or the DNC at least, were meeting with Ukrainian officials of Ukrainian government at the Ukrainian embassy to do opposition research on Donald Trump. So why is there a double standard by the press? Why? Because the press provides cover for the Democrat network of criminals, which is the DNC. The press does not cover the truth. It does not seek the facts. It does not report the truth. It is simply an activist arm of the Democrat Party. And so when Donald Trump says fake news or that the press is the enemy of the people, the people understand that. We wholeheartedly agree, because we cannot get all we get is anti-Trump rhetoric 24 hours a day from CNN. 93%. And that's why CNN
93% people are turning off CNN, yeah. And right. It's getting beaten by Yogi Bear reruns.
I know. Did you hear that from Sebastian Gorka?
Brilliant.
I thought it was brilliant. Yes, I did. I go, oh my God. And of course, Anderson Cooper doesn't know what to do with himself. And the other gal in the morning show, she was like, but what can you say? You can't refute those numbers. And they know they're losing. I mean, you know, they're trying to hold a straight face. And of course, they're in the process of selling. And you got to imagine, this deal is really souring because their brand has been tarnished, and it's taken a major hit here, Megan.
Well, it all starts at the top, and it starts with Jeffrey Zucker. And Jeffrey Zucker is treating this news organization like it's a Hollywood reality show. He is simply printing headlines and creating narratives, in his words, to get ratings. Well, how are those ratings looking right now, Jeff? You're losing to Yogi Bear. And so every time a Republican has a camera or a microphone shoved in front of their face and is asked about Russia, they need to fire back with an offensive, ridicule the losing press, and ridicule the platform of the Democrats, and put the onus of the failures back on those who are accusing them of failure.
And to your earlier point, though, Megan, the rest of the Republican Party needs to follow the lead of the Democrats. This is what Democrats do really good. They're very effective. They get the white paper on whatever talking points are, and they are, you know, verse, you know, the chorus, everything is exactly the same, and they put out the talk. But the Republicans are so undisciplined. They're all scattered all over the place, and they want to bifurcate everything and talk about it and make it seem like they're so intelligent, they know so much. But they actually hurt themselves. Instead of having the same voice coming against the media for what they're doing, the attacks on Donald Trump Jr., what they did, like, what, they're not going to do that to them? I mean, they're somehow are going to walk away unscathed when all of a sudden they get in the crosshairs, but they're not going to support Trump. They're going to end up putting their own seats and their own political futures on the line for not supporting Donald Trump, because look what's happening. I mean, jobs are on the increase. Stock market's still doing well in spite of all these rumors and collusion and all this crazy stuff going on. In spite of all this distraction, Megan, the cream is rising to the top, and Donald Trump is being effective, but with his hands tied behind his back. It makes you wonder what he could do if he actually had, some support and cooperation.
Exactly. We're not going to get support and cooperation from the Democrats. That is crystal clear. They are blinded by their hatred of Donald Trump because he destroyed their party along with Barack Obama. Let's keep in mind that the Democrats lost 1,000 seats under Barack Obama because the American people rejected Obama's policies and thereby rejected Hillary Clinton. It was the Democrats in the Rust Belt that gave Donald Trump this presidency. 100,000 Democrats switched party lines in Pennsylvania alone to vote for Donald Trump. Some voted for Barack Obama twice, but the Democrats don't want to talk about that. But we need to force the narrative, change the narrative, own the narrative, and like I said, put the onus, put the responsibility back on the laps of the Democrats and their patsies in the press.
Exactly.
In order to expose them for the frauds that they are.
Yeah, without a doubt. But it takes some intestinal fortitude. It takes some courage. And this is a time, if there ever was one, for the Republicans to consider what's right for America, and it may even require them falling on their sword. But I think if you're going to go out, you might as well go out for the higher calling and serving, you know, for the greater good. Megan Barth, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan, it's always good to have you with us. Appreciate it.
Wonderful, Bill. Thanks so much.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with happiness expert Sean Acor. According to a Bank of America survey, more than half of Americans plan to travel for business or pleasure this summer. Happiness expert Sean Acor explains how with smart planning and the right destination, you can maximize the joy of your summer travel. Happiness expert Sean Acor.
Everyone has their favorite summer memory, that family trip to the beach or a visit to a ballpark. The memories we make through travel inspire and rejuvenate us for months and even years. And whether your destination is Michigan or Madagascar, with the right planning and the right mindset, happiness is possible wherever and whenever you decide to go. A huge part of planning your travel is to make sure that you have the right rewards credit cards so that you're not restricted where and when you can travel. With my Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, I can earn an unlimited 1.5 points on every dollar I spend, and I'm not limited with blackout dates or restrictions. And that makes me happy.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Letting you know about it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez live.
Feeling hot, hot, hot. Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Oh, it's summertime, let me tell you. Here in Florida. I mean, even the bugs and the no-see-ums are feeling hot, hot, hot. Let me tell you, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. I am Bill Martinez. Liberty McCarter joins us, staff writer for The Stream, holds a bachelor's degree in journalism from Patrick Henry College, previously worked in Washington, D.C. as a radio producer for WMAL's weekend talk show and at First Liberty Institute in Plano, Texas. She's now in Dallas with her husband and her beloved kitty, her cat. You love cats, huh?
I do. You know, mm-hmm. They're just so snuggly. So yeah. We're definitely cat people.
So you got a snuggly cat. See, then you get the other cats. And for some reason, I keep running into the cats with an attitude, you know, that just go, hey, you know, I own the place and I'll do what I want when I, you know, I'll let you know when I'm interested in you.
That's true. They can be, you know, very unpredictable. But fortunately, yeah. We have a cat that is friendly.
Yeah. Well, they don't let you, you know, they really kind of help you keep your ego in check. You know, that's what I appreciate about some cats. But you have a cuddly one. That's awesome. Hey, Liberty, I want to talk to you about several things here, particularly you wrote about, you know, the Charlie Gard case. And let's get an update on that. We know yesterday the parents frustratingly walked out of court. You know, and there are so many moving parts to this. We understand that they've been able to raise $1.6 million to bring baby Charlie to the United States, but the UK is so far saying no go, right?
Right. That has been the case up until last week. You know, several different UK courts denied their appeal to take Charlie out of the UK hospital to get some treatment elsewhere. So it looked like he was going to have to be taken off life support. But they actually, their doctors applied for a rehearing after some new evidence came forward. So there was a long hearing yesterday. They actually had, a video chat from a doctor in New York who has been studying this treatment that they want to try on Charlie. And he has said that it looks like there's a bigger chance of it working than previously thought. They've tried this therapy on other children with a similar conditions to Charlie and have seen improvement in over half of them. Mm-hmm. And he says that they don't know for sure whether Charlie is actually in pain or has irreversible brain damage, as his doctors have argued. So that would indicate that, it would be a good idea to go ahead and try this treatment. So they're actually back in court today right now. Right. And so far, from what I've been following, it looks like they are arranging for that doctor to come over to the UK and potentially some other doctors as well and evaluate Charlie and have a meeting and kind of get some of those other voices in to weigh in and come up with a solution. So that's where it is right now.
I got to tell you, for the parents and for those of us that have been watching this, this is a real stressor because this is time. I mean, like so many other things that have to do with a single payer concept and national health care is, it seems like part of the strategy is you just wait this out and that, hopefully in a sense, in kind of a perverted, strange, heartbreaking sort of way, they hope the patient dies before they have to take it much further. And it's almost like this. I mean, look at, we've been, how long we've been tracking on this? Several weeks now, right?
Right. Well, the parents originally, they wanted to try this treatment back in November of last year. They are just proposing to try it for 3 months. It's a medicine that Charlie takes orally, so it's not invasive or painful or anything like that. And they want to do a 3-month round. So in the time that they have been fighting this legal battle, he could have already done that treatment twice over. And so this is kind of, they're very frustrated because they say, look, we want answers. If this is going to work for Charlie, we want to try it, and we don't want to have to wait any longer because they're postponing potentially his treatment and his betterment.
And especially when you're talking about brain damage, what are we talking about here? I mean, time is of utter importance when it comes to the brain, and they're putting all this at risk. I mean, it's almost like they're supporting the case. The other thing, Liberty, and I want to get your read on this, is not only you have the pressure from the UK, but the EU is involved in this decision as well because of some international agreement that the UK had agreed to, and interestingly enough, the United States was close to agreeing to, but they did not.
Right. Well, I know that they did apply to the European Court of Human Rights, and they would not even hear the case. And, the British leaders from Theresa May to Boris Johnson, they've all said, oh, look, this is up to the court. Even though other countries are trying to say, have said up until now, look, we'll take Charlie in. We'll take him for free. No, sorry, he can't leave because the courts have said this. And yet, the European court won't even hear the case. So it's kind of been, a catch-22 as far as just he can't go. They won't let him leave, even though there are other hospitals and other doctors that are experts in this field that would be willing to treat him. And so that's been the frustrating thing.
Well, welcome to death panels of single-payer healthcare, ladies and gentlemen. This is what this starts to look like, and as we've said many times, experience defines preference, and hopefully what you are hearing about with young Charlie, that his message is getting out to the rest of us here in America, what national health care, what single-payer can look like. And the Republicans have warned us about the death panels, and here it is, live and on stage, on an international stage as well, right in your face. I also want to talk to you, Liberty, about another article that you have written about regarding Planned Parenthood. I mean, their attitude, I mean, you talk about a death mindset. And their attitude toward life is so coarse. And that came out in these videos that were done by David DeLayden last year, selling baby parts, of course, which, now a judge has said, you can't have, I guess basically he's put a a restriction on the release of those videos. He's taken them off. And, you know, this is amazing. And then also they even, of all things, they catch people breaking the law and they're exonerated somehow. And the guy who did the video, Dave DeLeiden, he ends up in jail. This is so turned upside down.
Right. And, you know, one of the disturbing things that was revealed recently had to do with a Planned Parenthood clinic in St. Paul, Minnesota. And a woman had gone in for a late-term abortion. She was about 5.5 months along. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, to make a long story short, it's a two-day process, and she had met with a pro-life sidewalk counselor on her first day and received some literature. And she was kind of traumatized by the experience the first day of getting this injection through her stomach that was supposed to pierce her baby's heart, and then on the ultrasound realizing that her baby was moving around trying to avoid that needle.
Right.
So overnight she decided, I don't want to go through with this. And so she went back into the clinic to say, hey, I would like to stop the process now, remove these dilators that you've put in my cervix and let me go. And they really tried to pressure her to go ahead and have the abortion. So finally she asked, okay, what if you go through with it, but this ultrasound says that my baby's heart is still beating. So what if the abortion doesn't work and he comes out and he's still alive? And that's when the abortionist made a really shocking admission and told her, if the baby's heart was still beating, whenever we finished the abortion, we would probably break his neck. And so there you have a, you know, nearly 6-month-old gestational age, baby.
Yeah.
So a preemie, coming out alive, and then they kill it by breaking its neck. Now, that is not only a violation of Minnesota state law, but of the federal law, Born Alive Infant Act of 2002. Unfortunately, abortion is legal, but whenever a baby is born alive, you're not supposed to kill it, and you have them admitting that that's what they would do.
And the way in which this admission came across, Liberty, I don't know about you, it seemed rather casual and almost normal. So it tells you that within the culture of Planned Parenthood, there's serious issues here.
Definitely. And it, you know, it backs up other admissions we've heard before, just like the undercover videos you had just mentioned. There's other doctors that have been indicating, oh, well, if a baby comes out alive, we're supposed to take it to the hospital, but we have to just watch who's in the room. You hear those comments and you think, wow, maybe this practice of breaking babies' necks when they come out is more common than
exactly
you would like to think.
Well, Liberty, we have to leave it there. Thank you so much.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right, get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Here, Bill Martinez live. World seems out of control. How about words of wisdom from the Minions?
Bill Martinez live.
I don't know, so I must be wrong. I think I heard Nancy Pelosi in there somewhere. We love the Minions, huh? Are they deep and profound? I love it. 14 before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Lisa Anderson joins us now, Director of Young Adults and host of The Boundless Show. Miss Lisa, how are we doing?
Hey, I'm doing okay today.
Hey, wonderful, huh? Well, you know, it's like Scott says, you know, it may be a bad day, but you have a great life. You know, and
very much so.
I like that. I mean, I think we're going to make a T-shirt out of that. Lisa, I want to talk to you about that awkward dating moment that comes up. I hadn't even really thought about it until I read this article. When you go on a date, you know, it's like, well, who pays and, you know, what happens? And today, you know, women are very liberated. And in some cases, they will offer to pay. Sometimes they will, you know, 50-50 going Dutch, not a big problem. But yet, I think that there are still the majority of women appreciate a gentleman. Not going, you know, having alligator arms and having a limited reach to the check. That gets to be a rather awkward moment. And it tells you so much about the person, who has asked you out on a date. And, you know, somehow the rules of that part of the engagement are not quite, quite clear.
Yeah. Well, and it's really weird because whenever I talk to boomers, it's like they almost can't understand this. They're like, what in the world? Like, what are these guys doing? What? You know,
yeah, right.
It was just generationally different.
Mm-hmm.
But today's millennials, especially the younger adults, young professionals, it really is this gray area where there are no rules of engagement. There is just, it's kind of whatever anyone's doing. And of course, you know, Bill, you and I think have talked before about just the whole pattern of dating and how there's so much ambiguity in it anyway. And that is translating over into roles and responsibilities in the dating process. And so, I mean, I have been a victim of this myself, and it's hilarious because I consider myself to be pretty direct, pretty forward, pretty, you know, oh, I can speak my mind and whatever. But I very much expect, I mean, I think for women, if a guy pays, it actually says that it's an actual date. because now there's so much hanging out, there's so much friendlationships, there's so much, you know, oh, we're just buddies, or we're just doing that, you know, we're going on a study break, or we're just going out after work, that, you know, for a guy to say, I actually want to take you on a date, and then he shows up and he pays and he plans it, that's when you kind of know that this is a level that most people aren't at unless they're officially dating. So it gets it's just a way of kind of drawing a line.
And I know, you know, with Boundless and you know, with Focus's ministry for young adults, you know, you're helping 20 and 30 somethings you kind of grow up and understand, you know, some of these things that they may have missed along the way. And I would say, particularly with guys, we had a couple of psychologists on the show here, you know, several months back, and talking about, I guess, some of the male dysfunction, you know, that they're caught up in so many video games that, you know, just case in point, and what is happening, the dynamic in the culture, things that I learned as a child, you know, growing up. Of course, I was raised by nuns, so they didn't mess around. I mean, they taught you about rules of engagement real quick. But even my, you know, my parents and my dad, very respectful. And somehow, some of those things that we took for granted and we're seeing played out today, just go, oh my gosh, what a knucklehead. You know, what have you missed out? Are you so enmeshed in video games that you forgot to live life to the point that you understand what respect, what civil culture looks like? You know, amazing.
Yeah. Well, and there's blame on both sides, because I tell women, I'm like, okay, ladies, don't expect these men to treat you with chivalry if you're going to turn them down or demean them at every corner. So, you know, I'll see women who are like, no, he's not going to open my door, or no, I'm going to do this for myself. I mean, I know women who have Googled how to, you know, fix carburetors instead of just asking a guy that they know to help them, who very much would be willing to do so. But we have to act like we can do everything. And that's just not true. So it's like, ladies, do yourselves a favor by just, you know, showing a guy that, wow, you know, maybe he can step in and help with something. Maybe he has a bit of information or a bit of knowledge or expertise that you don't have. And so there is that. But then I also say to guys, don't let it happen. Don't just roll over and sit back. And, you know, we see a culture where women are becoming increasingly more dominant, more, as men would say, I tell the ladies this, you know, don't become catty and crazy, because in turn, the men are going to become passive and lame. And then no one is getting what they want, and everyone's frustrated in the process.
Yeah, without a doubt. And that's precisely and perfectly explained here. And I hope that people are taking notes here, because when we are out of order, And for those people of faith and understand that God has set a precise order, when we operate within that order, it goes well for us. When we violate those order of things, confusion reigns, it gets goofy. And I gotta tell you, Lisa, I don't know how many car doors I got hit with, because I would go around the other side and, you know, to open the door, and the gals were just, they were so used to not being let out of a car or anything like that, and they'd swing the door open on me. I was like, so I started to, hey, I'm going to go to the air, so I'm going to open the door for you. So, you know, I got bruises on both thighs, you know, from getting clobbered.
Yeah.
You know, it's
and
like
most of that, Bill, most of that is probably just they don't exactly know what to do, because the worst thing for a woman is to expect a guy to open your door, and then all of a sudden he's sitting in the driver's seat and you're like, oh, awkwardly holding the bag, you know. Makes us feel forgotten or not wanted or not. So I tell guys, I mean, here's just a straight up dating tip for the guys. Guys, you have the chance to be awesome in this area. Okay. If guys on a date, as soon as that check comes, you just grab it. You don't even let it sit there for 2 seconds, because the woman immediately is going to be like, should I take it? Are we going to split it? What's this going to look like? It's going to be super awkward. You grab it. You say, I've got this. You will set yourself apart from 85% of the guys that are out there. You will be remembered by this woman, especially if she's someone, you know, you're interested in. This is a great game tactic. Make it happen. It's just your way to set yourself apart.
Another thing you can do very easily is take care, you know, tell the server in a very discreet sort of way, give them your credit card in advance. And so when the check comes, it's already there. It's already spelled out. It's boom. It's no question. And it relieves a potential awkward moment, because, as you say, I mean, if a woman is going out with a young man, and she has a doubt of whether or not she's going to be paid, or, you know, have to pay, or be asked to pay, or something. I mean, that's kind of that. I mean, how could you have dinner thinking in the back of your mind that that could be a possibility?
Yeah.
How do you enjoy? Well, enjoy the time.
Yeah, and I've had this happen to me. I mean, I've been on a number of dates where this has happened. In fact, I met a guy online who came out here from another state. He stayed with my pastor for the weekend. The entire time we were out, except for maybe a Starbucks run, I paid for everything we did. And
wow.
It was just because he let me, and I fell for it, and I let it happen. And I made excuses for him, Bill. I was like, oh, maybe he just doesn't want to come across as a chauvinist. Maybe he did buy a flight out here. Maybe, and I'm telling my friends this, and they're like, or he's just a jerk.
Yeah.
And
he's
I'm
just
like,
cheap.
No, I just I had all kinds of excuses, you know, Bill. I'm like, no, he's not. And I'm like, you know, we need to look at the facts, ladies, and realize there are good guys out there. They're going to do this. They've been raised to do this. You know, here's another thing for the guys, just really quick. Here's a great way to even up your game even more. If you are out, if you're interested in a girl, you haven't dated her yet, you're not sure if she's interested in you. When you're out, like whether it's a singles group function with your church or something after work or whatever, this girl's got a couple of her friends with her. You guys stop at Starbucks or whatever. You get everyone's coffee drink, or you get everyone's lunch when you're out. You will have just started your own PR campaign.
Oh, that's right.
Because
exactly.
that is showing her that you care about women in general. You are protective. You are willing to stand up and be the man. You will absolutely be talked about for days afterwards.
You imagine what her friends are going to say? I mean,
yeah,
that is going to spread like wildfire. And then all the other guys are going to hate you for doing that, you know, because you bucked the ante.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You can make it happen. And I don't even care if you have cash on you. You put it on your credit card. You make it happen.
Yes, exactly.
You just show that you have got this, and you will absolutely have raised yourself above the fray of everyone else out there.
And that's the thing of standing out. You know, some of the things you're talking about, and I highly recommend this book. This book has been around for a long time, called Boundaries. And it's very rich in understanding who you are and establishing those God-given boundaries that honor yourself and honor others. And if you have not engaged yourself with that book, it's been out for over 20 years by Townsend and Cloud. And it gives you the freedom to say, yeah, it's okay, you know, for me to have likes and dislikes and to hold to that standard, you know?
Yeah, it's great. And they even have one, Boundaries for Singles, that kind of gives you some of that in the dating space. And then my book, The Dating Manifesto, I actually walk through, like, rules of engagement for dating and what you should do, what you should say. If you want to go on a second date, what does that look like? How do you honor the other person in that? And so just a lot of great tips out there, and, you know, happy to help where I can.
Exactly. And I love the subtitle of your book, A Drama-Free Plan for Pursuing Marriage and Purpose. Wow. Very, very powerful, and highly recommended for you singles out there and parents who have singles. This is a great gift, The Dating Manifesto. How can they get their hands on that, Lisa?
Yeah, it's just anywhere books are sold, Amazon and beyond, The Dating Manifesto. And, it'll help them get started kind of in a sluggish, go-nowhere kind of dating culture. It gives them a great, great start.
And how can they connect with you at Focus on the Family's Boundless?
Yeah, find me at boundless.org, boundless.org, or on the show. We've got the podcast there. It's on iTunes. We're on radio. We're just having fun talking about it.
And you're even here with Bill Martinez live as well,
even
Lisa
here.
Anderson. Yes.
This is like the pinnacle. Right,
exactly.
Here.
Director of Young Adults and host of Boundless on Focus on the Family. Thank you, Lisa.
Liquid whey is processed into a dry powder. The special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.